Praise the Lord, my Lord, the mightiest, most glorified, and most dreadful prophets of the Lord God Yahweh, please.
Well, blessed people, the time now is probably about 7 minutes to 10 a.m. East African time. It may be a different time in a different time zones. The time now here, East Africa, East African time is about probably coming to 8 minutes. 8 minutes, probably 9 minutes to 10 a.m. East African time, blessed people. And this is a very powerful time, precious people. It's a serious hour in the face of the earth. As you are well aware, blessed people, the prophecy that I gave, I have given this prophecy since the year 2005. That is a long time running. This is 2026. And 2005, September, from Mbeya, Tanzania, I gave this prophecy, and I've continued to give it everywhere globally, the prophecy of the Israel-Iran war. You're all aware now on your global news networks that that prophecy is running right now. The fulfillment of that prophecy is on your screens. You can watch it, you can see, and you see how dreadful, how unbelievable it is. When I stood on the Mount of the Lord, the mountain of the Lord in Jerusalem, the mountain of Hashem, and I spoke to Jerusalem, and I said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hear the word of the Lord. There is a historic war coming to this land. The war between Israel and Iran. It's a nuclear war because they are going to be fighting over the nuclear power stations and Iranian ambition to acquire a nuclear bomb and then delete the nation of Israel. And I have trumpeted this prophecy across the globe. I am glad that you're sitting in the altars of the Lord where you can hear directly from the Lord. The other churches are doing theoretical work or whatever it is they're doing out there. But hear the live voice of the Lord from heaven. The Lord Jehovah Elohim is reigning supreme, is navigating the church, is instructing the body of Christ from here. So I'm glad you can be seated at a place where the words of God are being fulfilled on global news networks, being fulfilled on CNN, on Al Jazeera, on BBC, on Euronews, on name it, all types of global news networks are now displaying the fulfillment of the words of the Lord. And this is the time, this is the serious time at which I am coming to you in your churches. You went to church. Today you woke up and decided to go to church because you wanted to hear from the Lord. And then the Lord speaks with me in the dream. And then here I am sharing with you what the Lord has spoken this past night. And so, blessed people, this is an awesome time. Before I share with you what the Lord has said, I want to reiterate again, to raise it here, that this coming weekend is going to be absolutely historic because we have the super glorious historic Nakuru Menengai 8 Grand Mega Revival Healing Service. Now, the National Celebration Service will take place, and this celebration service appears to be international. It's now beyond national, it is international, because now we have senior clergy that are coming, very, very senior, senior most. Some of them are coming to record me and put them on their own TV programs, TV stations, before we get to reach their countries. And again, I'm simply raising before you today the treasure of sitting here and hearing from the Lord, that everybody would want to hear from Jehovah Yahweh. Everybody would be in a place where the awful silence the awful silence of the Lord has been swept away. That dispensation has been swept away. And now the Lord is speaking directly to the church. You can hear the voice of the Lord, and you can see the materialization, the actualization, the realization of those words on your global television networks, shaking the nations. When I gave the prophecy of the Ukraine war, shaking the nations, and I say the leader is going to come up. I didn't want to mention his name in the prophecy, and say, these are our people. They speak our language. They have our culture. So we'll take this land and takes part of the other land of Ukraine. And so, and then that came into realization. And then also the COVID, the coronavirus, when I spoke on December 1, 2015, a clean four years before it does take place. And those words with such tremendous potential, potency, potent words of God Almighty, they lay within the YouTube for 4 years. And nobody ever understood that these words have the power to shut down the earth, shut down universities, shut down government offices, shut down the streets, shut down the aircraft, airlines, airports, everything. And then you saw when coronavirus, my prophecy was fulfilled with details coming from Asia. India will be bad. Lack of equipment. Hospitals will be overflooded. Nowhere to put patients. ABCD all throughout. All throughout the details of that prophecy. And now here we are again confronted with another prophecy, a grand prophecy that you can tell has a very serious bearing. I've spoken this over the years, that this prophecy of the Israel-Iran war, this war has a serious location, serious positioning regarding the glorious coming of the Messiah, the end of human history. And so now this war has now been fulfilled, it's going on, it's being fulfilled right in your eyes. And you can see how monumental it is. You can now see that the U.S. has taken its greatest assets, war machine, down there. Israel is at its best now. The army of the Lord, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, the army of Yahweh, you can tell they are at their best. They're running the war front in Iran, running the war front in Lebanon, running the war front in Gaza, Khan Yunis, and throughout, everywhere. Tremendous, tremendous. And the U.S., and then you hear the Netherlands have sent their warship, Britain is sending, France have already sent Charles de Gaulle, and so forth and so forth. Many nations, Greece is sending. It is such a tremendous prophecy fulfilling in our eyes. And so this is the time at which I'm coming to you, blessed people, on this Sunday. When you woke up in the morning saying you're going to the house of the Lord because you really wanted to hear from the Lord. And here you are now. The Lord speaks with me and sends me to you at this hour. And for those of you who are sending prayer requests, I see from all over the world, please hold it a moment because it's interfering with the phone while I'm live. After this, we'll be able to attend to you as usual. So now, what has the Lord spoken before I bless the church? I bless you in the respective Sunday services. Number one, the Lord has given me the leaves of the tree of life. He took me into glory and he gave me the leaves of the tree of life. Remember, that tree is in the eternal state. So in other words, the Lord has sent me that tree. You look at it this way. I want you to look at Aaron's budded rod sitting inside the Ark of the Covenant and blossoming, producing those beautiful leaves. And then out of it, fruit and so forth. That was the picture of the resurrection of the Messiah. That the Messiah would come and he would resurrect. And that would be the hope of humanity. That he would take away the sting of death. And then now we would have this awesome opportunity, awesome life beyond the tombs, beyond death, beyond this short realm, this mortal realm. So the leaves of the tree of life, that is the Lord saying, go tell them, take it to them. He says, and go prepare the way for the glorious coming of the Messiah. These are for the healing of the nations. So you can tell that the Lord is trumpeting the newness of life, resurrection life, eternal life, everlasting life, the healing of man. That Jesus went to the cross, died and defeated death. He totally took away the sting of death. If you ever get a chance to read the book of 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 50 to 58, you see that he took away the sting of death. He said, oh death, where is your sting anymore? Oh death, where is your ukali? Ukali wako ni wapi? Where is your victory? Where is your pride, death? That he took away the sting of death, and that he is ready to share that everlasting life with you. That is the entire meaning of the leaves of the tree of life. But beyond that, I mean, within this interim, during the interim, it's also the healing, the physical healing of your bodies at this time, to point you to that excellent life without malady, without disability, without deformation, that is coming, blessed people. Life eternal that the Lord has placed before you as a church. You are the only religion that will enter heaven. Nobody, no Muslim, no Hindu, no Buddhist will enter heaven unless they repent and receive Jesus. And that's why, what an awesome thing to share with you this morning, that the Lord is making a public invitation for you to participate in the eternity of God Almighty. And then, when the Lord gave me the leaves of the tree of life, he showed me cripples walking. I want to talk about this particular cripple he showed me. There is a girl, it's not a young girl, was totally crippled both on the legs, but the crippledness was worse on the left-hand side, crippled both the hand and the leg. And then, when the Lord sends his prophets to go and decree the eternal blood of Jesus, the everlasting, most powerful blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and blessed Savior, the blood of the Messiah, the blood of the King himself, the blood of the Blessed One of Israel. So in that dream, when he sends me now to pronounce that blood, and then I see the glory of the Lord leave me and touch this cripple. And this cripple stood up. Again, this is a total cripple, but the crippledness is worse on the left-hand side. Both leg and hand are crippled. And it's a girl. It's a young woman. It's a girl, but not young. And then stands up and walks. But what is most astounding is that the Lord heals this cripple in a very powerful way, that we begin to say, look, even the hand that was really shriveled is now active, is now restored. Even the leg is restored, and she's walking well now. Even she can use that hand. This is the good news I bring you today, blessed people, on such a Sunday, when you really woke up and you said, I'm going to be found in the house of the Lord, that you want to hear from the Lord. And now here you are hearing from the Lord. The Lord saying that he has a wonderful disposition of love towards the church, towards those that listen to his voice, this voice, those that hearken to his instruction, obedient and humble and submissive. He says he wants you to partake of the goodness of the Lord, the authority of the Lord, the anointing of the Lord, the power of God. He wants to heal you. He wants to make you better, to restore you. What an awesome message of hope this morning, blessed people. So wherever you are gathered, this is the message the Lord is trumpeting right now globally to the church of Christ who are tuned in. The Lord is saying, I want to heal you. I'm willing to heal you. I want to visit you. This is the moment of visitation, because Israel is now boiling at the prophecy of the Lord. Anybody can tell, whether you are not born again, you can tell that surely the tribulation is near. The church is about to be taken. Israel is now boiling at the center. I have gone to Jerusalem. I have announced on the mountain of the Lord. And now I have brought this tremendous moment on Israel, historic moment. And it's playing out on your global news networks, televisions. Tremendous, blessed people. Anybody, it doesn't matter whether you are a fool or what, you can really see that the Messiah is coming and is about to take the church. And the moment for Israel has arrived. The moment for Israel has arrived. Therefore, if you are a church, if you are a Christian, if you are a Gentile church as you are now, this is the moment to get your house in order, to arrange your things, to be right with God, to receive Christ and repent and be holy, for without holiness, nobody will see the Lord. This is the message the Lord is trumpeting. When you came to church, you said, I really want to hear from the Lord. This is what the Lord is saying. that prepare for the coming of the Messiah. That the events happening in your news now were prophesied by this very voice standing on the mountain of the Lord 2024 in Jerusalem, talking to the parliament in Israel, talking to the leaders in Israel, talking to the security sector. All of them, diplomats were sent to me, and I gave them this prophecy. I said, prepare for war with Iran. It is coming. Anybody can tell that the Messiah is coming. They need to prepare very well, be born again, receive Jesus, repent, turn away from sin, and prepare for the glorious coming of the Messiah. At one point along the journey of you receiving Jesus, you must have been told, or you must have understood, that this salvation of Christ you are taking one day would bring you into the kingdom of God, beyond the dying realm, the mortal realm, the physical realm. Such an hour has dawned nigh. Such an hour has arrived. When Israel is now striking Iran with all its might, when now the prowess, the dexterity of their hands and their equipment is on display. Serious moment, blessed people. So there is this tremendous moment of healing, the celebration and revival that the Lord is talking about. And I know you have heard already from your broadcasters here that we are also in a process, in the process of going to set up this revival in Europe, because time is over. It's really over. At one point, now we have to relocate this across every nation. Every nation has the right, whether it's Latin America, it's Asia, it's Australia, it's Europe, Africa. Every nation has a right to prepare before the Messiah comes. It's now absolutely clear as to which voice is speaking with you. Whose voice? Jehovah Yahweh himself. So the beauty and the beautiful revival you have in Kenya, and I know that this coming weekend is going to be a massive celebration. It's going to be an unbelievable celebration, and I'm hoping that the blessed senior archbishop, the right reverend, the honorable Michael Nieswand, I'm hoping that in his choice of the people coming, I know we cannot take all the people at the headquarters, but in his choice, at least give an opportunity to senior people in churches. I know, give some opportunity to widows and orphans also. And then senior people in church council, in the church council, across the churches. They may not be bishops, may not be overseers, but they are significant people. They have been on this journey with you. Give them an opportunity to come. Senior lawyers, doctors, and so forth. Give them a chance to come. So this is going to be a very powerful time, a time when HIV/AIDS healed is going to be presented. They have chosen 10 cases because of time, and then a large number of cripples. I don't know how much we are going to handle, because normally one cripple alone is going to be such a tremendous conversation. The life before they were healed, when they're pulling themselves on the soil until the Lord touched them at Menengai 8, and they stood up walking, and the correspondents have been following them and the pastors, and they are now stable. They are walking better. They are now using their legs, running, going to the shops, being sent, going to school, going to church. Tremendous. So the cripples will be celebrated, the blind, the deaf, the mute, the lame, all of them. So then, what is the Lord saying? Before I bless your services, I decree the eternal blessings of God Almighty, the blessings that have raised cripples in this land and deleted HIV/AIDS from your blood. And I know that we are pursuing a particular case of HIV healed in Europe right now, and we want to test also from our side. I know they have tested, they have found that no virus detected in the blood and so forth. And we are going also to test. You know, we are very stringent. We have to be very tight. We're also going to recommend tests from this side. The doctors from this side are going to help them in Europe before we announce it. Very serious time in the life of the church. But in all this, what is the Lord saying before I bless you? The Lord is saying, number one, that he's coming to take away. Look at Israel now. When you watch that prophecy, when you watch that news, going on CNN, going on all over the world, then you can tell You can tell that the Lord Almighty is saying that he's soon coming to take the church. He is soon coming to take the church. He's soon coming to take you, you that is tuned in. And then I know the next question you're going to ask, what should I do then if God is coming to take me? If Jesus is coming finally, what should I do as a person? Number one, John chapter 3 verse 3, you must be born again properly. John 3 verse 3, you must be born again. You must receive Jesus and be born again. This is the entire encapsulation of the message that the Lord has spoken today. Of what you see on your screen, the prophecy when I stood in Israel and I told them a bigger war is coming. When I went to the parliament in Israel and told them a bigger war is coming, talk to the parliamentarians there, talk to leaders, set up an office, diplomats, what, all people, security sector, IDF, the commanders also came of the Israeli Defense Forces. And I told them, prepare the nation for a bigger war. It's with Iran. So what is your take home now that those words are fulfilled? They're shaking the earth. Israel is boiling. And the enormity of that prophecy, you see the spillover into Lebanon. You see how it's massive all the way. Every nation is sending an aircraft carrier, nuclear aircraft carriers with nuclear weapons, my Lord. Aye. So again, like I said, before I bless you and let you go back to your services and switch off my phone, turn off my phone. Number one, the Lord is saying, you must be born again for you to enter the kingdom of glory that is being announced in such a mighty way on your screens, the coming of the Messiah. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, he says, you must be holy, for without holiness, nobody will see the Lord. That when you're born again, you must be holy. And in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, he says, you must eagerly await his return. You must be eagerly awaiting his return. You must start waiting for Jesus deliberately, intentionalmente. You must start waiting for Jesus deliberately, intentionally. In Titus chapter 2, verses 13 to 14, you must eagerly await the blessed hope. You must eagerly start waiting for Jesus. Hebrews 9:28, eagerly awaiting his return. Titus 2, 13, 14, you must eagerly await for the blessed, be awaiting the blessed hope. Matthew 25, 13, you must be ready. Get yourself ready. Look at your life. Matthew 24, 46, and Matthew 28, 18 to 20, you must start doing the Great Commission. You must go out that, oh, we have received this wonderful news that the Messiah is coming. He's coming to take the church. Only those who believe in Jesus and are born again. I'm not talking about the Catholic Church. That's something else. I'm not talking about Mormons. Those are something else. I'm not talking about Jehovah's Witness. That is something else. Not at all. I'm simply talking about those who have received Jesus and are born again. I don't know how you want to call them. Maybe you want to call them evangelical Christians or Pentecostal or whatever, but Baptist or whatever. But I'm just saying people have received Christ and they are born again, the right doctrine. You must start doing the Great Commission. Go out and tell people the King is coming. Can I lead you to Jesus? Can I talk to you about Jesus? I have great news, the good news. And he says, Luke chapter 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Genesis 19:26, Lot's wife. Hebrews 6, verses 4 to 6. If we have received the knowledge of truth and then we deliberately go back to sin, no sacrifice for sin is left. Hebrews 10:26-31. 2 Peter 2:19-22. He's saying, we must make sure we don't backslide. Don't ever look back. Don't ever return to sin. That is all the Lord is announcing now by what you see on your screen. Say, be born again, prepare. Those who are sending prayer requests from all over the world, I see from Europe and all over the earth. Please, can you hold it for a moment? I finish this broadcast, then I'll attend to you as we always do. Because when they're flowing on my text like a river, they're interfering with the broadcast. Please, I beg your pardon on that. He's saying, you must make sure you don't backslide. You don't ever look back. You don't return to Egypt. You don't return to sin. And in Matthew 25, verse 10 to 13, he says, you must receive the Holy Spirit. You must have the fear of God. You must have wisdom and reverence to the Lord and honor the Lord. Far different from what you see in the modern church, where they don't honor the Lord, not at all. They're walking like kings in the house of God, pocketing. Then they have no honor for Jesus. Okay, again, I request those who are sending. It's really flowing like a river. Prayer request. You're interfering in the broadcast, please. Just give me a moment. In 5 minutes, I'll finish. Then you send them. We are here to serve you. Please. That don't look back. Don't backslide. Don't ever look back. Don't ever return to Egypt. Don't ever return to sin, to the world. And he says in Matthew 25, 10, 13, you must receive the Holy Spirit, walk in the fear of God, have the wisdom of God, and reverence and honor for the Lord. And Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 3, and Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, he says, you must tremble at the Lord. You must tremble at his word. You must humble before the Lord, contrite in spirit. These are the ones he will take. Very serious, blessed people. And 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1, he says, perfecting your holiness, sanctification, perfection of separation from the world, pursuing purity, fear of God, perfecting it, separated Christian life, perfecting it, holiness, perfecting it, sanctification, separation, perfecting it. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 to 18. You must not mix. There is no mixing of salvation and darkness. This is all the Lord is announcing on TV today. When you see the prophecy that I gave, I traveled all the way from Sao Paulo. I stopped the mission after the meeting with the Israeli ambassador at the parliament where I was invited to give a talk at the National Assembly in Brasilia. We agreed I should go to Jerusalem myself because the prophecy of Gaza, they did not obey. When I warned them, I said, prepare the nation for Gaza war. They did not obey the prophecy of July 26, the year 2020. A lot of time, I thought I was transmitting messages through the ambassadors of Israel. I thought I was transmitting. They were saying, we have transmitted to Bibi. We have told Benjamin Netanyahu to prepare the nation for war. And then when I saw that the Gaza war surprised them, then again, I had another occasion invited at the parliament in Brazil, in Brasilia, and then the Israeli ambassador was there, so we had a session with him, a separate session before we went to the plenary. Then I told him there is now a bigger war with Iran coming. He said, on this one, because Gaza was not obeyed the prophecy of Gaza, on this one, go yourself. So I left all the way, I left the mission of God that was there to reach the revival meetings that were going there. I left all the way to go to the house of Jacob. From Sao Paulo straight to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and stood on the mountain of God Almighty, the mountain of the Lord, and spoke to Jerusalem, and went to parliament, had meetings with leaders, and warned them that war with Iran is coming, with a lot of details. Even the missiles you see now, where I said, I see there's one missile they have which they will shoot, but later it scatters. Like this, many other bombs, small bombs come from it, missiles, where it will overwhelm you. Every detail you see playing out here. What is the meaning of that prophecy fulfilled now? Shaking the entire earth. Israel is boiling. The gravity of that prophecy. He's saying is that the Messiah is coming to take you. And we have seen he's saying you must be born again well, properly. You must be holy, without which you don't see the Lord. You must abide in the Lord, John 15, verse 6. And you must eagerly await him, eagerly awaiting the blessed hope, Hebrews 9, 28, and Titus chapter 2, 13, 14. You must be ready, Matthew 25, 13. Matthew 24, 46. Matthew 28, 18, 20, you must start doing the works of him who sent us before night comes. Night is coming. The tribulation is coming when you cannot do the works of him who sent us. You must go out on the Great Commission. And we have seen Luke 13, 32. Don't look back. Remember Lot's wife. Genesis 19:26. Remember Lot's wife. Don't look back. Don't ever look back. Don't backslide. Don't return to Egypt. Don't return to the world. Don't return to sin. And I've given you Hebrews 6:4-6, Hebrews 10:26-31, 2 Peter 2:19-22. And then Matthew 25:10-13, I said, you must receive the Holy Spirit and walk in the fear of God and the wisdom of God and reverence to God and honoring God. And I said, Isaiah 66:1-3, Philippians 2:12. He says, trembling at the word of God, we must tremble at the Lord for you to be taken in the rapture. And 2 Corinthians 7:1, we must perfection our holiness and perfection our sanctification, perfection our fear of God, perfection our purity, perfection our separation, separated Christian life, separated from the moral rot of this life, of this world, the immoralities of this world. And he says in 2 Corinthians 5:9-10, we must be aware of heaven, that we must appear before the grand master throne of God to be able to be rewarded, to be able to be held to account for the things done while in this body. You must be aware of that. And in Romans 11:25, I beg your pardon, we must be aware that the grace time does not go forever. That the grace time, the period of grace, the church age we are in, at one point becomes depleted. The grace will be depleted. It will come to an end on the day of rapture, when the fullness of the number of the Gentiles enters. Then now the Lord will focus on Israel to restore Israel. Look at how Israel is needing Jehovah now. They need their Savior now. That tells you the fullness of the number of Gentiles in Romans 11:25 is about to be achieved. In Revelation 3:5, together with Revelation 19:6-9, we must be alert that the glorious garment of the Lord must be spotless. The righteousness of the Lord must be spotless, blessed people. Very serious. And the Lord says, surely yes, that prophecy of the coming of the Messiah is certain, will be fulfilled as a certainty. Because we see in 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14 or 13-18, we see that the word of God himself, verse 15, is the word of God himself. God's own word spoke it, the coming of the Messiah. We see Daniel 12:1-7. Verse 7, you see that the man standing who had the linen standing above the water, that is the pre-incarnate Christ. He lifted his hands and he swore by him who lives forever. That is Jehovah. And he said, for sure the great tribulation must come. Must. Must. The Christ himself. And Joshua 21:45, Joshua says, all of you have seen that every prophecy the Lord your God gave you has been accurately fulfilled. None of them has failed. This will be fulfilled also. You saw the book of Daniel 9:24 all the way 27. How everything on that prophecy has been fulfilled. After the 69 weeks, the Messiah will come. He will go to the cross and he will die there and he will resurrect. It has happened. Even this one of the onset of the tribulation, restoration of Israel, the last week, the 70th week of Daniel for restoring Israel, you can see it on your news that is about to happen. You can see now, based on the prophecy of the Lord that I gave on the mountain of the Lord. I've given for more than 21 years that prophecy across the globe. And culmination, when it's about to happen, then I went to Jerusalem and spoke to the leaders there, spoke to the parliament, stood at the mountain, spoke to the city. You are now aware, you must be aware that Revelation 21:1-5 must happen. The new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. And that in Revelation 5:9, finally, every tribe, every nation, every language, every ethnicity, every color, every race, every people, every single community, no matter the language, must enter heaven. What an opportunity, blessed people. God has honored the communities of this life. And our bodies must be glorified. 1 John 3:2. And 1 John 3:3, that because of that promise of glorification, we must now purify ourselves. We must observe purity because he is pure. The Lord is pure. Philippians 3:20, 21, we must be glorified that we may have a glorious body like his glorious body. Very powerful. Hallelujah. And therefore, blessed people, the Lord is saying that the Messiah is coming. You woke up in the morning and you said you really wanted to go to the house of the Lord to get to know what the Lord is saying. And right now, here it is. The Lord is speaking with you. The Lord is saying the Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. And because the Messiah is coming, you have to prepare. And I want to finish with one scripture and then I'll bless you and disconnect and allow you to continue with your service. I want to finish with Revelation chapter 22 verse 6. It says, then the angel said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. I want to leave you with that. That these words are trustworthy. The Lord has sent us to give you this, that you may know that these things must soon take place, that the rapture must soon take place. And so, before I bless you, those who want to receive the Lord, because we are global, I know we are being heard in New York City, in Los Angeles, Chicago, Michigan Avenue, everywhere. Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, China. I want to give the opportunity to everybody globally to receive the Lord, and then I'll bless you tonight and disconnect this phone. Those who want to receive Jesus, please repeat after me. Say, mighty Lord Jesus. Lord, I repent of all sin. And I receive you, my Lord Jesus, in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, I ask you to establish holiness in my heart. And I plead with you, my Lord, to establish righteousness and the fear of God in my life. Lord, I ask you to guide me that I may walk towards the eternal, glorious kingdom of God. Lord, help me that I may serve you and lead more people into the kingdom of God. Mighty Father, keep me away from decay and apostasy that I may never look back. Lord Almighty Jehovah, please help me to live a separated Christian life and be waiting for the Messiah all the time and eagerly and anxiously wait for Jesus. Lord, I know that your words will be fulfilled and you will take the church. One day, please remember me on that day when you come to take the church. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am born again. Amen. So, blessed people, if you have said that prayer, I congratulate you. That is your first step. And then you observe all of the above. Holiness, to be born again properly, to abide in the Lord, to eagerly await for Jesus, to always be ready to do the Great Commission, to make sure you don't look back, don't backslide, to receive the Holy Spirit, live in fear of God, have wisdom of God, have reverence, to tremble at his word, perfection your righteousness, sanctification and purity, and don't mix salvation with the darkness of this world. And be aware that in heaven you will be held to account, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 9 and 10, on the things you've done here, that you may now begin to accumulate credits for yourself. Good deeds only. Deeds that will give you a reward, a crown of righteousness, a crown of glory. And that you may live your life all the time aware that God has another program, and that program is with Israel. So the grace does not go forever. Use it while it lasts. Don't abuse it. And that you may be able to embrace the garment of the Lord, you see in Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and Revelation 19, 6 to 9, that garment of righteousness, that you may walk in righteousness. You may choose righteousness at work, choose righteousness at the business place, in the marketplace, in your marriage, in your homes, in your office, and everywhere. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I bless you, blessed people. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord Jehovah Yahweh, the blessings of Jehovah Chesek, the blessings of Jehovah Eli, the blessings of Jehovah Elyon, the Most High God, the blessings of Jehovah Goel, the Lord thy Redeemer, the blessings of Jehovah Hoshea, the Lord that saves you, the blessings of Jehovah Hamelech, the great King of glory, Miskabi, Ori, the Lord my light, Rohi, the Lord my shepherd, that the blessings of the Lord Jehovah Adonai may cover you in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Lord may now help you to make your way to the kingdom of God eternal, and that he may provide for you in the interim. Those who need jobs because you choose righteousness, he may open doors for you. Those that need healing, that cripples may get up and walk. This is such a tremendous time when HIV is healed. We just received another report that, in fact, yesterday, I think it was two reports. HIV is healed, so we are trying to verify. We want also to make sure that we instruct the kind of tests and stringency we do here. This is such an awesome time across the face of the earth. I bless you all in your life, that the blood of Jesus may cover you and heal you, raise cripples, open blind eyes, open deaf ears, take away diabetes, take away cancer, take away hypertension, take away the virus from your blood, hepatitis, HIV, leukemias, cancers dry up, tumors dissolve, that every disease under the sun may obey this command, the command of the eternal blood of Jesus, the command of the Lord God Jehovah himself. So may the Lord Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Shalom bless you, bless your services. May you enjoy, celebrate your services. We're beginning a tremendous week that will culminate with a big national celebration here. I have blessed you in the mighty name of Jesus. So it shall be according to my prophetic tongue, the terrible tongue of the Lord I bear. So shall it be. Amen. Todarabah verim, todakulam, yom tov, leithraot.